Its surface temperature is a roasting 470 degrees centigrade, roughly 900 degrees Fahrenheit, which is hot enough to melt lead. And the atmospheric pressure at the surface is 90 times that of Earth, or more than any human body could withstand. We lack the technology to make suits or even spaceships that would allow us to visit. Our knowledge of Venus's surface is based on distant radar imagery and some startled squawks from an unmanned Soviet probe that was dropped hopefully into the clouds in 1972 and functioned for barely an hour before permanently shutting down. So that's what happens when you move 2 light minutes closer to the sun. Travel farther out, and the problem becomes not heat, but cold, as Mars frigidly attests. It, too, was once a much more congenial place, but couldn't retain a usable atmosphere and turned into a frozen waste. But just being the right distance from the sun cannot be the whole story, for otherwise the moon would be forested and fair, which, patently, it is not. For that, you need to have the right kind of planet. I don't imagine even many geophysicists, when asked to count their blessings, would include living on a planet with a molten interior, but it's a pretty near certainty that without all that magma swirling around beneath us, we wouldn't be here now.